This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we are back for a special edition of the Michigan Recruiting Insider to talk about the hire of Steve Klinkscale, the newest addition to Michigan's assistant coaching staff. I could see this coming the moment Mo Linguist's name was attached as a possibility as the leading candidate for the Buffalo job. And then, of course, when it became official that he was Buffalo's guy, it was obvious that Steve Klinkscale was going to figure prominently into the mix for Michigan's vacant position. And, of course, he was hired. Michigan made quick work of getting him on staff. And that obviously had a lot to do with the familiarity that Jim Harbaugh had with him from prior instances of this job being open. And so, fellas, this hiring cycle went very, very fast. Rapidly, Steve Klinkscale, the newest member of Michigan's coaching staff, comes over with an outstanding resume from Kentucky. Had four guys drafted here in the last few drafts, a couple second rounders, a third rounder, and a sixth rounder, a big-time recruiter. And so he has done so. I mean, you look at 2019, for instance, he had to replace the top six defensive backs on his secondary and went out and had another outstanding season. And on a recruiting trail, you know, he's well established here in the state of Michigan. Justin Rogers, Marquand McCall, Ernest Sanders. I mean, we can go on and on about different guys. And now in this cycle, he knows Will Johnson very well. He was the first coach to offer Miles Pollard. If you were going to replace Mo Linguist, I can't think of a better guy, a more qualified guy, a more seamless transition, Steve, than Steve Klinkscale.
This is kind of what we discuss as best case scenario for Michigan to end up in this situation with Klinkscale being the guy to replace Mo Linguist. Yeah, Miles Pollard was the first guy I thought of. That should be a seamless transition and keep Michigan right in the thick of that race. That's one specific one where, you know, it might even help them for all we know. I mean, he had Kentucky in his top group already. I kind of wonder if Klinkscale at Michigan makes Michigan more effective. Like, you know what I mean? It might almost be an aid to them now. Not that Mo Linguist, I mean, they were obviously doing a great job on him either way. But you wonder if this might actually help Michigan standing in that specific race. So maybe takes Michigan a little out of Texas or a little more out of Texas, maybe. But either way, it's like we had said before, Texas just feels more contentious now than it has in a really long time. Klinkscale has established himself as a national guy either way. I think he's another guy on staff now you can really kind of put anywhere, on a kid and see some results. So, and this is something we've talked in many episodes, and you got to think with what looks like the state of Michigan seems to be getting stronger year in and year out on the recruiting trail. You now have another guy who has deep ties all throughout the state. Michigan's in-state recruiting from a recruiter standpoint just looks better than it has probably at least since I've been doing this, if not longer. You don't just have guys that are familiar with the state, but you guys have who are effective people, effective recruiters. You know, so the Klinkscale is another feather in that cap as well. So yeah, I think all things considered, Linguist departure, not the best timing for Michigan necessarily. I mean, there's never really a good time, but all things considered, I don't think Michigan could have done much better than this. And it really may be the best case scenario.
Yeah, Bryce, I think Steve raises some great points. This fortifies you in the state in ways that maybe people think is unnecessary. Because Ron Bellamy comes in, gives you great relationships. You already had Sharon, who does a great job everywhere you put him, does a great job in the state, and you got Mike Hart in. But look, now what a guy like Klinkscale does for you is you can move. I mean, if you're Courtney Morgan, this is like moving a chess piece around the board. So you bring Klinkscale in, and you throw him with Ron Bellamy in Southeast Michigan, and it is lights out for everyone else. It is cancel Christmas. Kentucky was the school. Other than, I mean, Ohio State's gonna come in and have a presence, but Kentucky was the out-of-state school that was coming in, making life hard, especially for Michigan State. This will be hell on the Spartans. So you can put Clink and Ron in Southeast Michigan. Give Mike outstate, you know, Grand Rapids, Flint, Saginaw, the outstate region. And you could put Sharon, you can now, you know, put his, drop him in some other areas. If you wanted to maintain a presence in Texas, you could drop Sharon in Texas and have him do his thing there. You had Sharon recruiting in California. He's recruiting. He's a presence out in Washington with Josh Connerly. You can really push. He is that versatile a recruiter that you can afford to take a guy that talented and say, build it, and he can do it. So I think people need to get away from thinking this is redundant. It allows you for some greater flexibility bringing in a guy like Clink Scale.
I will say this. Michigan should lock up the state like Ohio State locks up Ohio. Mm-hmm. I mean, just his presence alone just is huge. I mean, you talk about teams coming to state. Like at Penn State, they had Tim Banks, and Penn State was raiding Michigan, getting Kalen King and Kobe King and all these other button left and right. You know what I mean? Now he's down at Tennessee. I don't think Tennessee is going to be a huge, huge, huge presence in the state of Michigan. So like you said, Sam, Clingsdale and just Courtney Morgan, they have recruiting flexibility. They can move these guys around. They can shuffle them around, and they've shown the ability, especially you get like Ron Bellamy, down in Louisiana. I don't think I've ever seen that many offers in the state of Louisiana since I've been covering Michigan, since he's been, you know, on the staff. It's just been incredible.
Right.
And so I think Clinkstill is going to provide that same spark they need. And I don't think, honestly, too, they're going to have that big of a drop-off from, you know, Linquist to Clinkstill. I think it'll be pretty flawless. And the last thing I want to point out that, Sam, I know you have much more to touch on, is this possibly – just possibly could help with Domani Jackson as well.
It could. It could, because Clink is from Ohio. He's a Youngstown, Ohio guy. I know that, you know, Randy, his dad, who listens to the podcast, still a big Michigan guy, still tuned into what's going on with his favorite team, what's going on with the coaching staff. So he's an inquiring mind. He's not necessarily just looking at it from the standpoint of Domani's recruitment. He's also just an interested fan. What direction are they going? Are they going in? And when Michigan started honing in on Clink and he realized Clink is from Youngstown, all of a sudden, you know, Randy's following Clink on Twitter. Now, you know, I'm not one to read too much in the Twitter follows, right? I know a lot of people do that with the Twitter sleuthing. You can be led astray. Things can run amok if you do that. But in this particular instance, I think it's noteworthy because, again, it speaks to a guy with a presence in a state that Michigan is trying to get back in. And while, you know, Randy and Domani, they're out in California, this is an Ohio thing. They see an Ohio guy, or Randy at least sees an Ohio guy. He's like, You know, if Clink was from, even though Randy's a Michigan fan, if Clink was from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, I wonder if he would have followed. I'm not convinced he would have, even though he's a Michigan fan. And even though, you know, Michigan is still trying to stay in there with Domani. But that he's from Youngstown, Ohio, I think was that thing that made it register. It's like, okay, let me follow this dude. So that's another thing. Right before Clink Scale, Michigan's only connection in Ohio was Courtney Morgan coming in, whose parents are from Canton, Ohio. I know that Courtney's coming in here with a mindset of, I want to get Michigan back involved in the Buckeye State. Well, now you have a coach coming in the door with those connections. That is huge. Now, he won't be the only guy in the state of Ohio, but to have a guy who doesn't have to work to build those connections is a big deal for Michigan. You're already doing work in Tennessee. He's well established in Tennessee as a recruiter. He's in Georgia. Clink recruits Georgia. So, again, you might not have the Texas connections that Mo Linguist had, but look, you picked up Ohio. a guy with connections in Ohio. You're fortifying your connections in Tennessee. He can recruit Kentucky, which they've been doing here of late. And you go down into Georgia, too. I mean, this to me is what you, if you're Jim Harbaugh and you lose a big time talent like Mo Linguist, don't cry about it. Don't lay there and take the L like a lot of fans. It's like, oh, hell, they lost this guy. It sucks to me. It's just, this is what it is to be a Michigan fan. Instead of having that mindset, you lose one bad, one really, really outstanding guy. Go out and get another really outstanding guy. And that's what they've done with Steve Klinkscale, guys.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I think, if they couldn't land Klinkscale, and if they do, like we said, eventually have, he could just make just the whole recruiting class elevated. And I think he's got that potential. He's got that stardom. He's got that personality. And the other thing, too, you look at Kentucky and you're looking at the NFL draft. Don't they always seem to have guys go high in the draft?
They do. I mean, think about his secondary is performing well in the SEC. I mean, it doesn't get tougher than the SEC. And to have those top secondaries, I mean, you think about the fit on the staff. That's really important too, Steve, because think about it. When Brian Jean-Marie left, what left with him was the only guy that had called the defense. Now you get in your ranks another guy, because Mo Linguist hadn't called the defense. So you get another guy back in the fold now who has called the defense. That's an asset if you're Michigan. You also get a guy who has an already established relationship with Ron Bellamy, a strong relationship with Ron Bellamy, who he's going to share the secondary duties with. So you already have chemistry and cohesion there, Steve. That's another huge factor that I think is worthy of mention with the Klinkscale pickup.
What I like, so right now he's ranked 14th in the country in our recruiter rankings, which is outstanding at a school like Kentucky, which give Kentucky credit. They've come, like, Mark Stoops has done a hell of a job at Kentucky. I mean, Kentucky's looks like a legit football program for the first time in a really long time, but it's still impressive to be that highly regarded by our analysts and just in the level of recruit you get. The other thing, though, is we talk about some of those guys that they put into the NFL. What's interesting is, like, those guys, the guys that he put in the NFL, I know Mike Edwards, and I think, was it Davis was the guy that was drafted this year? Not highly ranked guys necessarily, not big time recruits. So you have a combo of somebody who can recruit at a high level, but also knows how to develop the talent and get the best out of the guys that he's coaching, which, again, that's all you can ask for. And he's been in the college game a really, really long time. And like you guys said, familiarity, you add that into the mix as well. And yeah, just can't be said enough. Michigan kind of dealt a bad hand here a little bit, if we're being honest, an understandable hand on Mo Linguist, and you got to take advantage of that opportunity. Best of luck to him. But for Michigan, I think they righted the ship here about as well as they possibly could have given the circumstances.
Yeah, to give people an idea, back in the 2019 draft, Klinkscale had Lonnie Johnson and Mike Edwards drafted in the second and third rounds, respectively. And in this last draft, last month, he had Kelvin Joseph drafted in the second round and Brandon Echols drafted in the sixth. This is at Kentucky. You aren't, it's great talent identification and great development, but you aren't able to be in on the top guys there as often as he's going to be able to at Michigan. And, we got to close out the Klink discussion talking about the connection to Will Johnson. Will Johnson loves Steve Klinkscale. And one of the things that Will said, and, as we'll get into here, talking to all the guys, with Klink, all of the, sort of recruiting scenarios, landing a big time defensive back class, all of those scenarios are still in play with Steve Klinkscale. Will felt strongly about that. That's a message he conveyed to Harbaugh. That's a message that he's conveying to these other recruits.
I'm going to say it right now. Michigan is lucky, because you look at J.J. McCarthy and the work he did, and when Harbaugh we weren't sure about his contract, and somehow Michigan signed a top 10 class here, you know, months later, same thing's going on. Will Johnson, he's kind of holding the class together and stuff like that. So Michigan has gotten fortunate that some of their top dogs have really stepped up to the plate and taken that leadership role. But yeah, if you're, I mean, Jim Harbaugh, I don't blame him. One of the first calls I wouldn't make is to Will Johnson, your five-star cornerback. See, you know, what does he think, you know? Right. And so I would definitely touch base with him. That doesn't mean you make the decision solely on his, you know, what he thinks, but I would take it into account for sure. But yeah, I mean, in terms of what he brings to the table and just his personality, a lot of kids just seem to just really connect with him. And so that's something, you know, you want to take into consideration looking forward. You know, months ago when I talked to him before he was even committed, coming back from that USC visit, I asked him, I said, you know, and we weren't sure who they're going to hire. Mm-hmm. We didn't even know Mo Lindquist was a big, you know, option at that point. But he said, man, Clingsdale, I know him. That's my guy.
Yeah.
He said, I know Kentucky has recruited the heck out of Michigan. I know several of the guys up there. And he just gave me a big smile. And he's like, you know, if Michigan were to hire him, I think that'd be all right with me. And his dad felt the same as well.
Yeah, his dad. They said the same thing again this time, which is worthy of note that they were so out front mentioning Clink's name. Great move for Michigan. Just cannot stress enough. It was about mitigating the damage. Could you get a guy with a similar profile to Mo Lindquist? And Jim Harbaugh accomplished that with the hiring of Steve Clingsdale. I mean, he is every bit the recruiter. He has had great success as an on-field coach. It is an awesome combination for the Wolverines, considering the time frame in which they got it done. You know, it's sudden change. This is one of those sudden change scenarios that the Wolverines, they were able to hold up in, to make good on, and come out as best you possibly could under the circumstances. That'll do it for this special edition of the Michigan Recruiting Insider.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.